is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of homes and businesses burned yesterday when grass fires raced across the eastern end of Boulder County. At a press conference Thursday, Boulder Sheriff Joe Pelle read through a list of losses.
Approximately 370 homes in the Sagamore subdivision, which is just west of Superior, have been lost. There's a potential of 210 homes lost in Old Town Superior. The Target shopping complex in Superior on fire. The Element Hotel in Superior fully engulfed.
Those damage reports indicate yesterday's fires could be the most destructive in state history in terms of lost property. Evacuation orders for areas outside Boulder County were lifted late Thursday. Police in Broomfield and Westminster said residents could safely go home. There are details and pictures from the fires at CPR.org. A winter storm is expected to bring snow to most of Colorado today. Chris Sanders with the National Weather Service says it's best to stay off the roads if possible.
The timing of this thing isn't the best with New Year's Eve and all the festivities going on. If you have to travel, be aware of, you know, what you're going to head into.
Sanders predicts between 4 and 6 inches of snow for Metro Denver. He says some mountain areas could receive several feet of snow. There's been a sharp increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Colorado. The state's 7-day test positivity rate is more than 15% after starting the month. With a rate of 5%, the state's Scott Bookman says hospitalizations are ticking up too as the Omicron variant races through the state.
We do still see an incredible amount of stress in our healthcare system as we continue to move through what is clearly the Omicron surge here.
The Lion King is back on stage at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts after several canceled shows because of COVID among the cast and crew. The show is set to run through Sunday. And again, there's snow in the forecast and much colder temperatures tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News.